Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised.
Oh, miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Amen, amen. Good morning, and welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, along with none other, our co-host, none other than Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas, and my lovely wife, none other than co-pastor-elect Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. Is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we thank God for this opportunity to come and share with you on this morning our Freestyle Friday broadcast. I'm telling you guys, if you are looking for that dream home, today is the day that you want to tune in, listen in, and partner up with us on this morning. We have some fantastic guests that will be coming on here shortly. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, sit down, get ready to take down these guys' information, because I'm telling you, this will be a good time for you to get yourself situated. We're getting ready to go into a new year. God has promised us some things. We need to get ourselves lined up with the plan of God and with the mindset of God. The Bible doesn't say it, but I will tell you, the Bible says our people perish because of the lack of knowledge, because we do not have the knowledge that we need to move forward in what God has said and orchestrated and for us to do. So we have to be wise in our decisions. We have to be wise in what we do. We have to strategically plan. The Bible talks about planning and putting some things together and orchestrating some things together. And this morning, this will be a good time for you to get your weapons of warfare together. The Bible says, count up the cost. This will be a good time for you to sit down and count up the cost on this morning. Get yourself aligned with what God has planned for your life. Get yourself aligned with what needs to be done on and for your life on this morning. As always, guys, we want to get started with our virtual fervent prayer, and we're going to go into that, and we're going to share our morning scripture as well this morning. So if you would lend me your hearts for a moment as we go into effectual fervent prayer and talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and share with you on this morning, God, the great works of thy hand today, oh God. God, we thank you for those vessels that are going to come on this morning and share the knowledge that we need, God, to move forward into doing, God, what you have assigned for us to do, to be able to walk into our 2022 with the mindset that we can do what we need to do, God, to become owners of the land, to possess the land that you have told us to possess. God, we thank you for this, for being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, God, that we shall walk into the blessed place and into our blessed place. God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for every individual, Lord God, that will come alongside to be strengthened this morning with the words that they need to hear on this Freestyle Friday broadcast. God, we thank you for aligning and realigning your people today. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray, and the body of Christ said, amen and amen. Our morning scripture this morning is going to come from 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. We're going to read the King James Version that simply says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. That's 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Listen, guys, we're going to go and we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let it know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them, here I am.
Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life.
by you.
So you can use me. I give myself away.
God with us, the living truth, and love. what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
Welcome back. You guys are tuned into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we're just excited about what is going to go down here on our Freestyle Friday broadcast on this morning. I'm telling you, those of you all that are looking for your dream home, those of you guys that are looking to get your dream home situation set up and organized and together, listen, we have the people online this morning with us that will get you to the place where you need to be. Those of you guys that are listening in via the World Wide Web and you have questions, you guys know the number, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. That number is 563-999-3628. For all of you guys that are new home buyers, you guys that are have questions about being in the home that you guys are in, I'm pretty sure that these guys have the answers for you. They could get those answers. They'll get those questions answered for you. And my grandmother used to say this to us all the time. There's no such thing as a dumb question. You have to ask that question in order for you to get that answer. So remember, guys, that number again, share and like that number. Give it to your friends. Give it to your loved ones. Give it to your family. Get you a pen, a piece of paper, and sit down and get these guys information so you can become more effective when it comes to looking for your home and trying to get your situation situated with your home with the COVID going on. I'm pretty sure that a lot of you guys have questions about the COVID situation that's going on with your homes and all that. So I know that these guys have their answers for you on this morning. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to do this. I see all the numbers on here, but I don't know which number is Pastor McGee. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open up all you guys' mics. And Pastor McGee, I want you to go ahead and introduce these wonderful people that you have with you on this morning. I'm going to let you do that this morning, and then we'll start in with those questions. So I'm going to go ahead and open up everybody's mic. So give me just a second here, and I'll let you know when everybody's mic is open.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. Pastor McGee, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir. I can hear you. Pastor McGee, everybody, mic is open. Please go ahead and introduce your team for us, and we'll start with those the questions.
All right. Good deal. So good morning, everybody. Good morning to you, Pastor Douglas. You doing well this morning?
I am fantastic, sir. I am fantastic.
Man, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's a great day to go out and possess the land as we are instructed by the Father. So this morning I do have a team of people that can definitely help your listeners, that can help our community, that can help our city and our state to be able to go and be in a position of strength and a position of financial advantage when it comes to buying their new home or buying a home, period. We have a great realtor on the line this morning. We have a great credit consultant on the line, credit repair specialist. So my name is Daniel McGee from the Business Perspective World. Daniel McGee, Sr. I am a pastor at Midtown Family Worship Center, and we believe in, you know, giving back, pouring back into the community, helping people get that advantage that they may not have received when they were younger, when, you know, in the whatever reality that they grew up in, about how to possess the land, how to have authority and influence by being able to walk into a place and demand a certain respect, demand a certain rate of interest. So again, I'm with Hillcrest Home Loans, Hillcrest Mortgage Group. I am a mortgage loan originator. So we are a brokerage company, which means that we work with multiple lenders to find out which lender has the product that will best fit each and every individual. When it comes to mortgage lending, there is no one-size-fits-all. Different lenders have different qualifications, different credit score requirements, different income requirements, different debt-to-income requirements. But the good thing about it, if you go to a bank, you know, you really only have one option, whatever that bank's product and program is. But with a brokerage, we can shop multiple lenders to make sure we're working on behalf of the borrower to get them in a position and get them in a product that will be acceptable when somebody else may turn them down. So that's a great thing about being able to give back. Now, I also have two wonderful people on the line. First of all, I have a realtor. Her name is Maite Velez Oluma. I may be saying one of those names a little bit off there. Ms. Maite?
Good morning, everyone. So happy to be here. The first question I get asked is, how much will it cost me to work with you? I want you guys to know my services are free. I get paid a commission by the seller when we close at the table. So it's to your advantage to work with a realtor, whether it be myself or anyone else, because you have someone looking out for your best interest that owes a fidelity to you. I wanted just to get that out there. And I love working with the community. Why do I do this? When I was a younger child, my parents didn't own a home. And that was always the American dream for me. When I grew up as an adult, I was able to own a home, and then we bought another home, and it just kept going from there. And I realized that's how you build generational wealth. That's how you level out the playing field. That and your education. Statistics for Texas, first-time home buyers, 54% of them are white or Caucasian. And 11% of them are Black or African-American. So we need to get that more equal. And I want to be here to help and be on your side to do that. I'll leave anything else or any more information for when you guys ask. I do want to state, even though my services are free, I do ask that you come with a pre-approval letter so that we know what numbers we're working with. And so I can do my best to help send in a strong offer when you find the home that you fall in love with. Oh, and good. I am with the agency Texas here in Houston.
Absolutely. So I've been working with Mighty for a while now. We're definitely helping people find homes and get where they want to be in their journey. So she is at the agency Texas. She's a realtor. And then also we have Katrina Linscombe. She's with Relentless Credit Consulting, maybe one of the most important persons you're going to see before you start your journey is making sure that you have your credit in the proper position. And she can definitely assist you and work with you in getting to that place especially if your home goals are 6 months down the road, 1 year down the road, then you have to see what your financial condition, what's your financial health. And so this is why I work with Ms. Katrina, because financial literacy, financial positioning is very strong for our community if we're ever going to have influence so that we can have impact in our society. So Katrina, come on and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Katrina Lindstrom. I am the owner of Relentless Credit and Consulting Solutions. And what I do is provide services for individuals who are attempting to, as Maite and everybody is saying, to get into the American dream, which is home ownership. I have been doing this for approximately about 15 years or so. At the time, I was a realtor, and most of my clients were actually coming to me trying to get into a home, and they weren't able to do so because their credit scores were lowered. But in the meantime, now I'm focusing on helping them to get their credit score up to where it needs to be. A lot of times their score is either right on the edge of getting approval, or it could be, just like you said, it could be 6 months down the line. So what I do, I put them on a track to where they are be able to assess their expenses and then target those accounts that need to be lowered via making payments to a percentage down where it would boost their credit score so that they can come to you, Pastor McGee, to get the loan. And then once everything is squared away, then we can pass them off to Maite so that they can start their shopping journey of home ownership.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what we are here today, thank you, Katrina. So we're here today to just make the listening people aware that we are having a first-time home buyer seminar coming up this Thursday of this coming week, December the 9th, this Thursday at our Midtown Family Worship Center. And that's going to be at 6:30 p.m., Thursday at 6:30 p.m., and that is at, the address is 4209 Wayne Street. That's 4209 Wayne Street. We will be opening the facility there to welcome anyone that wants to come out and get understanding about what they need to do to get their ducks in a row so that they can buy that home. They can be in a position where if you already know the questions, then you can already have the answers prepared. What do I need to do? What kind of credit score do I need? What kind of debt to income am I looking at? What are the things that are going to affect how I can get that loan and what puts me in a qualification place, or what do I need to work on? If I'm not ready today, how can I be ready in 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months? So that's coming up at 4209 Wayne Street, and we give much thanks to Apostle Derek Lee, who is the chief apostle of the ministry there, Midtown Family Worship Center, and also I'm one of the executive pastors laboring at that ministry. We just want to notify the world, again, December the 9th, Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m., we will all be there answering questions, giving out information, and hopefully helping you guys level up for 2022 to be where you want to be to possess the land. Back to you, Pastor Douglas.
Amen, amen. Great information, guys. Listen, I have a few questions for myself. I just want to get their teeth wet. You know how they say back in the day. Get their mouth water and figure out how to get this thing done. What are some of the myths about home buying that you guys can address? I want each one of you all to give an answer to that question. What are some of the myths about home buying that they'll come across that would sometimes make people not want to try to go out and buy a home?
There you go. That's good. That's a good question. So I'll go first. One of the myths that a lot of people may hear generally, people saying that, hey, you got to have 20% down in order to buy your home. And so, you know, on a $300,000 house, that's $50,000. So, you know, that's a lot of money to come up with. So, and a lot of people feel that way. But the good news is that you could have, in some cases, especially for first-time home buyers, you may have to have as little as 3% down, which makes a home a whole lot more affordable as far as the money that you're going to need up front in order to close on a house. And then not only is that available for people, for program, for people that may have that, but there are also down payment assistance programs. They're offered by the city of Houston. They're offered by Harris County. They're offered by some of our lenders. So in some cases, you may be able to go with 100% loan to value, meaning that you don't have a down payment at all. Now, there might be qualifying factors, but I can definitely work with you and find out which one of the programs you qualify for. But there is down payment assistance for literally everybody in some capacity or another. So people thinking that they got to have a big, you know, a large $20,000 or something, a lot of times it may not be the case. It may just be just a minimum amount, or it may be a covered factor altogether. So definitely when I talk to you, I can let you know where you stand in that area. So I'm going to allow, is there a further question concerning that factor?
I'll jump in with another myth. What I hear a lot is that because we're in a seller's market, meaning there aren't a lot of homes for sale on the market, so there's more buyers as opposed to homes available. I hear buyers saying, well, I'll just wait till next year, and the market will flip, and there'll be more homes, more inventory. That doesn't look like it's happening, guys. People were saying this in 2020. 2021 has been record sales as far as the homes that are on the market are going quickly. On an average here in Houston, homes are selling within 6 days. As an industry, through HAR, they're saying that they're expecting to see the same thing in 2022. So the best thing that you can do for yourself is work with a realtor and just have a clear vision of what you want, what you guys have available as far as numbers, and just go out there and get that dream. Don't sit and wait around for something else to happen. You make it happen.
Absolutely.
And I want to piggyback on that, on the other panelists, if you will, as far as obtaining the loan and trying to locate a home. You guys would have to go about getting your credit where it needs to be. A lot of people think, oh, my credit is terrible. I won't be able to find anything. But I would say with a good person that they'll be able to get where they need to be in a short amount of time. But it does take diligence. It takes persistence. And, of course, it takes faith in doing what you're supposed to do in order to get where you need to be.
This question is for Ms. Katrina. I have a question. Me and my wife were attempting to buy a home a couple of years ago. And our mindset was, okay, so we took a look at our credit. Went to Credit Karma, of course, to kind of figure out where we were. And we had doctor bills, and the galley furniture and all that stuff that people kind of have on there. Renter center stuff, you know, and that was like, you know, 7, 8, 10 years ago. What is the best way to do it? Because I've heard people say, well, you can hire somebody and then give them $100 a month and they'll send these letters off to get this stuff eliminated off your credit. What is your take on that?
Well, first of all, Pastor, a lot of times you would have to get a copy, a hard copy of your report. You can use Credit Karma as a base, but Credit Karma is, I would say, is kind of outdated. Again, you would use that as a base so that you can see just a synopsis of what all is on there. But say, for instance, Pastor McGee, his reports that he receives that they pull as a mortgage company is more concrete. A lot of things that you might see on Credit Karma, that's not, it's on Pastor McGee's credit reports. It might not be on Credit Karma, and that's why you really wouldn't want to base your emphasis on that. Again, with that being said, also with those items that are 8 to 10 years old, that's why you want to review your credit reports, because that's outdated. It needs to be addressed. And granted, a lot of times consumers can do these items on their own, but it's pretty much persistence and timing that the credit professional can provide that the average consumer just doesn't have time to do. But everything can be addressed by the consumer. So your best bet is just to review your reports, see what's on there, and then either target those items yourself or solicit assistance from a credit specialist.
And to piggyback on what Ms. Katrina was saying concerning Credit Karma, she's definitely right. Your numbers and whatever you see on Credit Karma, that's a good starting point, but it's nowhere as in debt as what we're going to pull as a lending company to find out what's really going on, what needs to be addressed, and what needs to be changed. And sometimes the score is far from what actually comes out on the actual report. Of course, we have to have your permission, obviously, to look at your reports if you're looking at trying to, get approved for a home. But we also have something called a soft pull where we can have a general look without it showing up on your report, because you hear a lot of people saying, well, I don't want, anybody looking at my score because that's going to affect my credit score. It could cause my score to go down. So we have something called a soft pull, basically the same thing that maybe any credit card company that sends you out something saying, hey, based on information we can see, you're, conditionally pre-approved. It doesn't have the full in-depth report, but it's enough for us to see where you are without it showing up on your credit report or cause your score to be changed or anything like that. And then from there, we can tell you, if there's some things that you may want to address. And if they're small, there might be something that the lender can work with you on. But if they're bigger and if there's a way that you need to get to a certain score, that's where you have to have your credit specialist to work with you to get you built up, move you that 100 points or so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of folks are being affected by this pandemic thing, and it started in 2019, and it's been trickled over into 2021, and they're saying that it's going to trickle over into 2022. From each one of you guys' perspective, as far as home buying is concerned, with this pandemic situation going on, can you give the people some kind of reassurance, or maybe give them some clarification, or give them both reassurance and clarification on this pandemic thing and home buying, and just let them know what they need to understand about home buying in this climate that we're in, like.
I think I'm going to ask Mike to address that first. She's closest to the market.
From what I'm seeing right now, a lot of people were worried that after the moratorium, we were going to have a lot of foreclosures rushing in the market. And I really haven't seen that. In this last month, I've seen about 2 homes that are under foreclosure. So I don't see the market bottoming out. I see it still steady. And then I get asked this a lot. When we do home tours or when you list your home for sale, it depends on the homeowner what precautions they want to take for COVID. So some when we go tour homes, some are okay. They don't have any specific instructions, while others will say, please wear gloves or make sure you use a face mask. Don't touch any of the surfaces. I don't know if that's what we're looking for, but that's what I've seen in regards to COVID right now.
And what I would say when it comes to home buying, the home, you know, the home is the essential bedrock of basically American financial society. Every family needs a home, and that's not going to change due to COVID. It's not going to change due to any other thing of that nature. We're still going to need homes to support our families, whether that, or we're going to need shelter, let's put it like that. So that shelter could be renting. That shelter could be owning. Obviously, renting is giving your money away. We're all going to need shelter unless there's some kind of major catastrophe like a nuclear explosion or something. People are going to continue to rent, and they're going to continue to own. The good man, the Bible says, a good man leaves the inheritance to his children's children. So as sure as there is an economy, then people are going to continue to buy homes. And I'm seeing even through 2020, there are people that have been able by the grace of God to keep their jobs and keep the qualifications in place so that they'll be in position to buy a home. And, you know, with the different programs that we have, you know, we can work with people that experience changes because of 2020 and, you know, COVID-19 and the dilemma that we have now. But I believe that I mean, if there's anything that's going to be a bedrock to the financial sector of our economy, it's definitely going to be the American home. So I don't think we have to worry about that changing. But what we do need to think about is how do we put more minorities in a position where they are homeowners and not just leaving their future up to uncertainty after paying 15, 20 years of rent, and then they don't come up with it the next month, now they're back out on the street.
Right.
That would be my input there.
And Pastor McGee, may I cut in on that also, or kind of piggyback on that as well? What consumers and the congregants need to know is that in order for them to get to that point, they definitely need to have all of their finances in order before anything comes about as far as homeownership. And I say that on the credit aspect because a lot of times people have to have the mindset, okay, I want a house to own. However, their credit doesn't state that. So I state that they have to have the finances in order, and that has to do with the credit. Again, what the pastor was saying is that what I was telling him as far as the credit report is concerned, they need to review the credit report, see exactly where they can go about paying down those items and addressing those negative items that are either obsolete, outdated, or incorrect. Because a lot of times when individuals come to myself, they have no idea that some of the items that are on their report, it could be a collection that popped up from a medical bill from a year or two ago, and now they're coming to me trying to get those things addressed so that they can come to you and get your credit approval. So what I would state is just, again, to get their finances in order, see about what all needs to be addressed, and just tackle those things. And a lot of those things are a mindset, you know, putting faith, trusting in God, and then just tackling those items. And that's what I would suggest to everyone to do.
Can I just butt in on that? Because I feel like I have something to piggyback off of both of you. I get a lot of people that don't have the mindset that I can buy a home. So they feel safer renting a home. But you guys, it's hard to even get into a rental in this market. You still need to have good credit.
Yes.
You still need to have three times the rental amount. It's not easier to rent than it is to buy your own home. Plus, it's also difficult to get into a rental. This fall, right after the hurricane hit Louisiana, we had all of those people that moved to Houston that wanted to get away from the hurricane, and then they decided they wanted to relocate here. So then they flooded our market, and it was more competition for people already here. So it's all about mindset. It's not going to be easier to rent. Just get yourself in the position to where you can own your home and you have more personal freedom. And I agree with Pastor Daniel. It is the bedrock for society. There's my two cents.
No, that's good. I want to touch back real quick on Ms. Katrina, too. It's worth it to do. I think, Ms. Katrina, your program is month by month, right? The credit repair specialist, for those who don't know who I'm addressing. It's not a six-month contract or 12-month.
It's not a 12-month contract, Pastor McGee, and that's because I don't – realistically, and a lot of other of my competitors would state that they want to reel you in for 12 months. But truth be told, in 6 months, a consumer should be where they need to be. If they're – and again, going back to mindset, because if you don't have that tool, that mindset to be able to – tackle all of the things that all of your expenses and being able to state, okay, I need to set aside this amount of money in order to take care of my monthly expenses. This needs to be paid on a specific date. If you don't have that, then that's how you kind of get reeled in with that 12-month contract. But realistically, from the date of contract to maybe around 6 months, people should be where they need to be. With my consumers and my clients, from day one, if they listen to what I tell them to do, in addition to me handling the dispute aspect of the credit repair, in 4 months, all of my, I would say about 98% of my clients have already received a 100-point increase. But they have that mindset to do what is told of them, in addition to working and partnering with me to do what I need to do to get them to that point. So my program is month to month. We are running specials for $69 a month right now for the individuals who want to participate as far as the radio show is concerned and the program that's concerned as well. But, again, they have to be serious because I can't do my part and then, you know, they still just haphazardly go about with their old routines.
There you go.
That's it.
One of the things that I had, of course, this is my line of question. Going from an apartment to a home is a big transition. What are some of the things that we would have to look at as far as going from not even just the mindset, because the mindset, my mindset is I want a backyard. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to sit on my back porch and just enjoy and not have to worry about all this other stuff and loud music and all this other stuff going on. But it's the idea of the transition. What is it that as a going from renting to ownership, what are some of the things that we need to look for as far as putting our mindset saying, okay, this is what needs to be done, this is what needs to be done, this is what needs to be done.
Okay, so when you were saying, let me see if I can follow you, because I think at first you were saying what are the maybe the added responsibilities. Well, I want to talk about that. So, you know, with renting, basically, the property belongs to the management company, and you're one of the tenants, You may pay lights, water, things of that nature, and then you pay rent, and somebody else cuts the grass, somebody else, you know, takes care of the property for the most part. And so that's what you experience when you're renting. You don't have to worry about taxes and other things, HOA, which you would, you know, you may be considered, you may have an HOA expense, HOA fee if you're in a community of that nature once you own a home. And then you may have, so taxes, mortgage insurance, there are other different expenses that come with owning your home. But because you move from renting to ownership. So the property, you're going to keep up the property. You're going to have the mindset now you may have to mow your own grass. And you have to make sure that if it's in a flood zone that you have flood insurance, which that's a FEMA policy. That's not even a homeowner's policy there, but it depends. Some people are not in a flood zone, but it seems like in Houston, any place could flood at some point. But that's my old insurance agent kicking in there. We're not going to talk about that right now. But I mean, there are a lot more responsibilities in taking care of your land and taking care of the property, taxes every year, insurance on the property. But it's included in your mortgage note, obviously, but there's an expense there because you want to keep that land at the value where at some point it's building equity. And it's going to build equity over time. You know, the appreciation point is usually somewhere around on the average, national average, about 3% or higher. So as you own that home and you continue to keep it up, keep it in good shape, it's going to build equity. There'll be money there that you can do some things with, whether you do a cash out refi and get take funds out in order to either buy a bigger home, start a new business, send a kid to college, or just building it up so that at some point it's paid off, and then you have options of what you want to do going forward. So the responsibility is bigger to take care of the home, but then the benefits are greater because ownership is key to everything. I mean, if you don't own the land, then you can be moved off the land at any time. And tomorrow you could be uprooted. But when you own the land, you can establish a legacy and you can set down roots for your family and your kids and your grandkids. And you can begin to have influence in a community where investors want to come in, buy you out, then put houses in your community that you can't afford. But those houses should belong to you if your mother and your great-grandmother was in the same region. I just thought I'll stop right there.
I'm going to piggyback off of what Pastor Daniel was saying. I'm going to call it when he was preaching because I felt it in my heart. The words that came to me were personal freedom. With homeownership, you have personal freedoms. When I work with buyers, they have the personal freedom to choose what community they want to live in, what they want their neighbors to look like, where they want their house located, how close to schools, how close to parks. When you're renting, you don't have that personal freedom.
Amen. That's good.
That's true.
One of the things too, I used to be a car salesman in my younger years, and one of the things that I was taught as a car salesman by the wrong people, by the wrong people, was make them buy the biggest car that you can get. It don't matter if they can afford or not. Put it in their mind. Take them on a test drive. Make them feel like this is going to be their car. This is their ride. One of the things that I wanted to ask, do you agree with the idea of buying what you can afford and not putting yourself in a position to where in the next 6 months you're struggling trying to pay this house off?
I don't agree with that. That takes away lots of other personal freedoms.
Oh, man. Pastor, not to screw up in my team, I'm not trying to step on your toes, but the little bit of realtor that I have left is going to get to that. I want to say that as far as Pastor McGee is concerned and him being a loan officer, he would give you an approval letter to give to Mike Tay to go shopping. Say, for instance, that consumer is approved up to $300,000. Mike Tay, I'm pretty sure she can agree, you would never start off by showing that consumer a house that's $290,000, $300,000, because they would be put in that same situation which you're explaining. So you always want to consult and advise that individual, hey, even though you're approved up to $300,000, let's look at this. If you want to be able to go on vacations, and I know we shouldn't deal with materialistic things, but it's reality. If you don't want to be house poor, let's stay on this end of the spectrum. So that way you'll be able to afford a vacation, or even if something comes up last minute, like unforeseen circumstances, not saying like a kid going to college, but if something happens that you need to pull monies from, well, if you're house poor, you're not able to do that. So that's just my two pennies. So I'm going to let Maite jump on because I know she has something to say about that too.
Yeah, once I get the pre-approval letter and I know what your, I'm going to call it your max is, I'll talk to you, see what your needs and wants are, and then I'll create a property search list for you, and I send you properties to look at. And I do them with a wide range. Let's say you your approval is for $300,000, but I want to give you some flex room, so I'll pull from $200,000 to $300,000 in that area that you want to look for. With specific criteria, such as, let's say you want 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms in a specific zip code. So I let you look at the properties, and then you tell me which ones you want to go look at. And knowing how much each home is selling, you can also go back to, let's say, Pastor McGee and ask him, okay, if I bought a home for $289,000, what does my payment look like? How much do I need to put down? And you'll have all that information before hand so that you can make the proper decision for you and your family. So no, I never push you to homes at the very top of your budget. I want you to feel good about your decisions, and I have a fidelity responsibility to you.
Very good. And then also, Pastor Douglas, lenders are not going to approve a person for more than what they have already deemed safe as far as their income. In other words, we're not going to let you put 75% of your income on either home or your other debts as well. As a lender, you know, we have to look at all of that, and we look at the, you know, from years back, from hundreds of years, they see how much can a person normally handle as far as their home payment and also the other debts that they have out there. And the beginning ratios are like 28% to 36%. There are higher ratios, but there are limits. You're not going to spend over 50%. For those lenders that give you higher limits, it's usually not going to be over 50% that you can owe on your home and all of your other debts. A lot of them, it may start at about 42, 43%. And the reason why is because when something goes wrong in 6 months or 3 months or whatever, you got to pull money from somewhere. And sometimes maybe the home may be the first thing, if not the first thing, the next thing that you're pulling the money from. And so we want you to be in a home that you're not going to lose. You're not going to be in danger of losing. And that's why the numbers serve to make sure that you're in a position where you can handle this and you can also still have freedom of life in your other areas.
Amen. That was the purpose of me asking that question, because I wanted people to know, listen, you know, $300,000 seems like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. $300,000 is a lot of money. That's a lot of money to have. But at the end of the day, you still have to live. Make decisions that make sense. That's what my grandmother
right.
used to tell us all the time when we were kids. Make decisions that make sense. Because, like, my grandmother was real blunt. She said, because you're making some dumb decisions right now. You act like you ain't one of my kids. act like you a Douglas. Act like you got some sense. So, you know, one of those things that I wanted to make sure I put out there is because me and my wife, as we're making that decision to go into, we had a lot of questions. I'm praying that we'll be able to. That's on a Thursday night. I don't know. If y'all do it viral, I'm going to go viral for me so I can be at work and stream it while I'm at work. But I would love to be in the room to really just sit there and gather some more information from you guys. I'm telling you, what you shared this morning was really, really, really fantastic. You guys have helped a lot of people on this morning, a lot of those that are listening in via the World Wide Web. A lot of they haven't called in, the way they called in, but they don't have any hands up. So I'm assuming that some of the questions I'm asking is some of the questions that they need to ask. But I would love to have you guys share your information this morning. Let them know how they can get in contact with you, your email address, your website, your phone numbers, all of that, where you guys' office is at, so they can get to you and they can talk to you and they can patronize you, because we want you guys to be informed, and we want you to walk away with the house that you deserve, the house that you want, in a financial situation to where you are able to hold on to the promises of God. I taught last Monday on if you want a kingdom mind, if you want kingdom to be a part of your life, you have to have kingdom mindset. And one of the greatest weapons that we got to have in kingdom mindset is the fact that we have to understand, if you don't start thinking kingdom, you're not going to ever walk in kingdom. That starts to paying your bills on time. That starts with dealing with your financial situation. That starts with dealing with how you treat others, it trickles down to all of that, and getting yourself aligned and set up to the place to where you can financially be stable and do it. God says that the Bible says it like this. He said, I wish it to you that you, your soul prosper, and so as you prosper as well. So not only just your wealth, but you want your finances to be right too. So it's all of that, all in a nutshell. When we walk in that kingdom mindset, it's an evolving of thinking. It's what it is, and that's why I thank God for being able to meet Pastor McGee that Sunday. It wasn't by happen chance that we ran into each other. I believe that it was a divine appointment that God allowed us to meet. Because this is what we needed to hear. This is what the listeners need to hear. This is what the world needs to hear. We're in 19 countries. Well, we just took on France. So we're now in 20 countries. So you guys are being heard all around the world.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Can I say something really fast, just
yes,
to be off of what Pastor Douglas was saying? So I'm a former educator. I have a degree in elementary education. And I feel like when I was studying for real estate, when I moved to Texas, I felt like I wanted to change my career. But one thing I learned was real estate was based off of what they call sticks and bundle system. So when I'm going to call them the pilgrims instead of the colonizers, when they came from England and they came here and they had the great idea of manifest destiny, the Great West, let's expand, let's take land. they had a system where they would give sticks. So they have a system of, okay, I'm taking this property. It's kind of an exchange to make it legal. Then they came up with, well, let's do some written documents to transfer that title so that I can keep the land that I took from the Native Americans and from whoever was here before me. I'm going to have I'm going to do it legally, and let's have it written down. This is why we have oppression. This is why African Americans weren't allowed to be educated, or indigenous people, because they wanted to keep, the oppressors wanted to keep you oppressed. They wanted to keep the land and the wealth. And I think it's time to break all of generational traumas. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping people get into a home, because your home is your security, your foundation, and it's going to be that catapult that brings you into building wealth for yourself and your family and for future generations. I just had to say that. Why I'm so passionate about
that's
it.
That's awesome, Maite. That's awesome. And I want to piggyback on that too, you guys, if I could. There's nothing like what Pastor Daniel was saying. I'm sorry, Pastor Donnell was saying, is that as far as things are concerned, owning things, having a mindset, you guys, it's nothing like being able to get approved for a loan without having any hesitation, just being so confident, knowing that, okay, I have my things together, and then everything just falls into place. It's just divine destiny. But again, you have kingdom mindset. And I say all that as far as credit is concerned, because think about it, besides just purchasing a home, if it's something that you desire, if you have all those things aligned, your credit is straight, you have a 640 plus credit score, you can pretty much go into anywhere and just sign your name, because you know that you have the mindset to do, you have the tools and the opportunities and the education to know that those things are possible. So, yeah. That's all I have to say.
So, as they were saying, what's that,
Pastor? I saw all these preachers we got on his line.
I know. I'm getting them confused. I'm so sorry, you guys.
No, I'm talking about you and Monte. Y'all over here preaching.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And their ministries,
yeah.
This is a ministry. I mean, what they do is a ministry. It's not just a career. You know, we're making life better for people, which is what God called us to do as kingdom people. One way we glorify God is to make the lives of those that we come in contact with a better life, so they can do what God, whatever gifting, whatever purpose God placed over their life, they will be in a better position to do it. And being in a better position is always about what you can show, not just what you know. Now, what do I mean by that?
True.
You may walk on a lot looking for a nice truck. And you say, oh, man, I'm willing to pay for this truck, and I'm not going to let anything keep me from making sure it's paid on time. But when that paperwork roll out, there's a credit reputation there on that's documented.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to look at what you can show, not what you know, not what you intend, not what you think. Mm-hmm. And I want all of God's people to be able to walk on any lot. I walk in any display, a home opening, house opening, and be able to get what God has put in their heart, and that, hey, this is what I have for you, maybe now, maybe in the future, maybe I'll start you here and advance you there. But if we're going to really be kingdom people that are going to have impact, we cannot just be in the area of our spiritual faith, right? But our spiritual faith should demand respect in every aspect of society and of our lives. And then when
that's
people look at people, they say, there go some people that walk in integrity, There go some people that have influence. There go some people that are going to possess the land and bring the manifestation of the kingdom of God, the love of God, and the mercy of God, and the grace of God to our society.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Let me throw this in last minute. Last thing I want to say, real quick, I'll give back to you. It is no coincidence that you and I met at one of the worship services most recently. God just works in mysterious ways. But I want to give a shout out to you because I understand you are an apostle elect, which means that at some point you're going to be elevating to the next level of ministry. And so I just thank God for you and your heart for expanding the kingdom of God. And I just want to give a shout out to you for that. And I know I'll be coming on, and we'll be doing some, you know, some ministry stuff. But it's all ministry if you look at
it. Yes, sir.
All
ministry. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
Matter of fact, Apostle Graham is our apostle. Our elevation is next in January. January will be our actual elevation. It's going to be the second week in January. Very excited about it. Looking forward to walking into it. Scared at the same time. I ran from the apostleship. I'm just going to be honest with you. I ran because that was something that I really just, I told God, I said, God, let me tell you something. I said, you know, I've sat here and I've pastored people before. And now you're trying to give me an apostleship. That means I'm going to have churches and people. See, this is the issue that I have right now with you right now, Lord. That's a lot of work. So, yeah. I thank God for the opportunity to just share with you guys and just enjoy what God is doing with us. And to be able to come in and do what we do. Listen, you guys go ahead on, and I want you to introduce your companies that you guys are a part of,
yes,
and let the people know how to get in contact.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll go first here. Again, my name is Pastor McGee in the business world, Daniel McGee, Sr., I'm a mortgage loan originator. That's Daniel McGee, Sr. I'm a mortgage loan originator at Hillcrest Home Loan. So if you're looking it up online or somewhere, right now we're operating out of the state of Texas, but we're looking to expand in some other states across the U.S. So that's coming up in the future. But we are a brokerage at Hillcrest, H-I-L-C-R-E-S-T, Home Loans. You can find the website, www.hillcresthomeloans.com. My phone number, if you're trying to get in touch with me, that number is 832-739-2953. Again, 832-739-2953. My email, if you want to send me an email, I interact with emails, I interact by phone. If you miss me by phone, send a quick text. That's always a quicker way than the voicemail. But my email is Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, as in Daniel in the Lion's Den, at hchomeloans.com. So HC stands for Hillcrest. So that's Daniel at hchomeloans.com. Again, also, I'll go ahead and put out the address. If you're in Houston, you want to be at this momentous first-time home buyers occasion seminar. That's December the 9th, Thursday evening at 6:30. And I will consider going viral for you, Pastor Douglas. I'll give you feedback on that. But December the 9th, 6:30, Thursday p.m., Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at 4209 Wayne Street in Houston. 4209 Wayne Street, that is in the Cashmere Garden community, right there in the Fifth Ward. And it's Houston, Texas, 77026. And I'm done.
Okay, I'll go next. Okay. I'll go next. My name is Maite Oluma. I'm with the agency Texas, a realtor. I do have my license in Texas and Utah. You can follow me on Instagram at MoveWithMaite, and you saw my name, M-A-I-T-E, MoveWithMaite. My phone number is 281-932-8053. You can text me at any time. I find myself up in the middle of the night working, so do not hesitate to call or text me at any hour. I feel like I do because I have such a passion for this. I love to serve and I love to help. So reach out to me. My phone number again is 281-932-8053. Instagram at MoveWithMaite. My email is maite@theagencytexas.com.
Okay, I was waiting for her to finish. Okay, okay, you guys. My name is Katrina Linscomb, and Katrina is spelled C-A-T-R-I-N-A. Last name is L-I-N, like Nancy, S-C, O, M as in Mary, B as in boy. I am the owner of Relentless Credit and Consulting Solutions. The address is 13100 Wortham Center Drive, and that's W-O-R-T-H-A-M Center Drive, Houston, 77065. My cell phone number is 713-924-8769. My email address is admin@relentlesscredit.org. admin@relentlesscredit.org. And I think that's it. Did you guys ask, forgive me, did you guys ask for anything else or need anything else?
No, but I do want to offer an invitation for you guys to come if you're in the Houston area next Thursday, like Pastor Daniel said. It was so amazing last month when we held it. We start off with a prayer, and I think that just tied the whole evening. It was very, I don't know, I just felt spirit there. Even though we were talking about getting your home, I felt the spirit presence there. So I just want to offer that invitation again. If you're in the area, come spend an hour with us. We do have the opportunity for you guys to get $500 down on closing costs when you close your home. Pastor Daniel and I are throwing in some money for you guys for closing costs for attending the hour event and for working with us. So I didn't want to forget about that.
Absolutely.
I would say also, you guys, you should come with many questions that you've always desired to be answered. And I think it's great that everything will be offered live as well, but definitely would want to for you guys to be in attendance.
And let me pick it up on that. All you guys that are listening, this is you have not because you asked for. Let's say that again. You have not because you asked for. If you want things to change, you have to be in a place where you can ask the questions. Now, here's the kicker. You got to have somebody who has the answers to the questions that you ask. You can't ask a four-year-old how to make a cake because they don't know. Four-year-old ain't never make a cake. You got to ask the people that have the answers to the questions that you have. And if you go to this meeting, y'all got the address, y'all got the time, please make it your business to show them. Please make it your business to show them. I'm going to say that again. Please make it your business to show them. So you can get what you need to move forward. COVID ain't got nothing to do with what the promises of God have attached to your life. Let me help you again. COVID has nothing to do with the promises that God has attached to your life. Now, the Bible says it like this. My people perish because of the lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge, yes.
Your knowledge of what you need to know. If you know your credit factor, if you know, I'm gonna use our African American colloquialism. If you know your credit score from the floor, relentless credit is there to help you. If you need somebody to help you find a home, Miss Martha is going to be there for you. If you need somebody to write, help you get your stuff together as far as getting it organized, Pastor McGee is going to be there. You're going to have everybody that you need there to get you right. Stop wishing.
It's all about
and go ahead on and walk into it and make it happen. Ma'am?
Mm-hmm. I was saying it's all about building that tribe, that community, and that support for you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's great.
Yes, ma'am. Get in there, learn what you need to learn, and move forward. You have not because you have. Go back to that.
Pastor Daniel.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I just want to say, because me and Pastor McGee were talking leading up to here, and our folks are so uneducated when it comes to a lot of stuff. I know for sure me being in credit and also providing business credit services as well, you guys have no idea how powerful being empowered with credit education, with trying to do home ownership, all of that stuff. And I honestly think that this is a great opportunity, again, just piggybacking on what you're saying, to come out and learn those things, get that knowledge that you need to put you in a better position of what you guys are wanting to do, and that's ultimately owning your own home. There's no power like that. Beside God, it's just empowering with knowledge.
Yeah, it's self-empowerment. See, God, see, this is the thing. God empowers us so we can be self-empowered. That's the thing that we need to start with more. We preach the spiritual aspect of it, but we don't preach responsibility. I felt it go down my back and come back up. Listen. We don't teach responsibility. If we start to preach responsibility, and I promise you, if we preach responsibility, we will see a whole different kingdom. We'll see a whole different kingdom mindset because we're preaching responsibility. I ain't getting over to all this preaching this morning, but I felt that in my spirit. If we learn how to walk in the responsibility of what God has said for us to have, listen. We would look different, sound different, act different. Even our children be saying, you know what? What's wrong with you, Mama? What's wrong with you, Daddy? Something different about you. It's because we have changed that whole mindset and mentality, and we're walking. We're not only with it. We go from telling our kids, "Do as I say, and not as I do."
I feel like that deserves an amen.
It
does.
Amen.
That sounds like another subject. That's
life-giving word
We have preached that for so long, and excuse my common vernacular, the black church has taught that for so long. Do as I say and not as I do.
And not what I do. You're so right.
And the crazy part about it is, it's not by words, it's by your actions.
The
Holy Ghost on it. Y'all forgive me. I'm a preacher.
You in a good place now.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I'm gonna
come in right here. let me come in on that right there. You're right, Pastor. What do they teach financial literacy in school? They really don't. You get one economy class and one government government class, and that's it. And this is probably one of the most important studies for any person to come out and be a true contributor to society, right? I mean, you have to seek these classes in college. But they should be teaching this. If we was teaching this from the time our kids got in middle school up, then they can make some wiser decisions with their finances and be in a position of authority and not at the rim or at the hem or at the beg and plea of those that have because we have not.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's take it back there for a minute because we got to get out. We ain't got a whole lot of time. Listen. They teach us the bare minimum when they teach us economics.
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach you how to balance a checkbook. They don't teach you how to the importance of having a good credit score. They don't teach you how the importance of how to go in financially and be responsible financial literacy, how to look at a piece of paper, how not to just sign a piece of paper and not read the fine print that says that if you sign you sign a 25.5% on this credit card, or you 75% on this credit card, and you just sign off on it. Now you got a credit card. You 18 years old. You spending the credit. You figuring that you got good credit, but you can't pay the bill. And you sit up there, and it's knocking your credit score down. And now when you get old enough to buy a house, they go back and look and say, okay, so you had this credit card when you was 18. And you done messed up your whole life because you done sit there and messed up because that credit card opened up another credit card, opened up another credit card, and because we young, we done.
That's right.
So Pastor Donnell, on that, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Like,
no,
with me being in credit, with me being in the credit repair industry, I've actually taught, and I'm going to give you guys a nugget on that as well. What I wasn't taught when I was younger, because my parents fell in that same trap, what you're specifically talking about, they didn't teach me anything about credit. I was the same way, 18, getting the credit card and just spending up all the way to the limit. If they gave me $300 credit limit, I'm spending $298. But not knowing that once you get that card, that $300 limit, in order for you to keep a good credit standing, you need to not charge no more than 10% of that. So if it's $300 credit limit, you're not to charge no more than $100. Or better yet, whatever you charge on that card, you have to pay it just like your monthly expenses. If you charge $50 on it, pay that $50 on that due date, no date later. That's how you keep your credit score up. And our individuals, our culture has not been taught that.
Yep.
Right.
At all.
Yep. That's good stuff.
So
like
you
that.
Can buy pay, even though you got that 25% interest rate on that credit card, you treat all of your cards like American Express because no matter what, they want their money. If you charge $500 or what have you, or $1,000, come the 10th of that following month, you need to pay that $1,000 on that date or before.
Right.
That's how you can avoid that 25% interest rate. They don't have anything to charge.
That's all good sense,
y'all. Yes.
Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. Pastor McGee, I'm going to ask you to close us out in prayer, sir. We'd like to do a part two, y'all. We'll do a part two. That's all it is to it because I think we just scratched the surface. We really did not do. We did what the Lord had us to come to do, but I believe that there is so much more because there's so much more that people need to know with the whole aspect of getting into the house and what you need to do and the things that you need to be looking for on the credit, how to fix your credit and all of that stuff, and how to look for the right house with Ms. Martha and how to get with Pastor McGee and look, this is what we got, this is what you're working with, all of that. We need to get a little bit deeper into that. But listen, Pastor McGee, please close us out in prayer, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Amen. I want to thank my associates being on today, my realtor, Sister Mighty, and Ms. Katrina, and Credit Repair.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Green, for inviting us. Again, this was a momentous occasion. So with that being said, we'll pray. Father God, we just thank you for all of those that had a chance to listen in on this powerful moment, God, to see that you want us to be in a position where the blessing and the favor that you placed on our life, that we're not limited by our own decisions and by our past experiences, God. Your word says, Deuteronomy 8:18, that I am the Lord that gives you power to go out and acquire wealth. And Father, we thank you that because understanding is coming, because revelation is coming, that we will be able to go in and possess the land so that we may establish the kingdom of God in the earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you that we can do all things through your grace. And so we speak the blessing over the broadcast of Pastor Donnell and his family, Apostle Elect. We speak the blessing over every business represented this morning, God, over Mighty at the agency Texas, over Katrina at Relentless Credit Consulting, and over myself at Hillcrest Home Loans. God, we thank you that ministry and even business is about purpose and about serving mankind. And we pray that you would equip us to be able to serve our brothers and sisters so that we can make the life of someone else better. Because when we make the life of others better, God, you've already said that you would multiply us, oh God. And we're in a season now where it's not about getting over on someone or stepping ahead of someone, but it's about building up the mass and building up the community so that we may be who you've called us to be as a community of believers, God. We thank you. Our prayer is that which Jesus taught us to pray, let your will be done, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We bless you now as we go from this place, God. We thank you for those that are going to be blessed, edified, multiplied, and begin to walk in their divine purpose. Because of this broadcast this morning, we give you praise for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
We got to do a quick commercial. Hold on for a second, guys. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by my core gift of gift bath bomb. Those of you all who are looking for that relaxing bath experience, make sure that you get in contact with Lady Stephanie. And that number is 832-816-7997. Again, that number is 832-816-7997. Those of you all who are looking for that relaxing bath experience for those bath bombs, I am a shower guy. I actually tried it out for the product launch. Fantastic product. Those of you all who are looking for a Christmas gift this year, this would be the perfect Christmas gift for all the ladies that you have on your list. Again, that's Core Gift to Gift Bath Bombs. That number to get in contact with us is 7997. Get in contact with her, and she will most definitely be glad to take care of that for you guys. Thank you guys so much again for your participation and coming on and being a part of today's broadcast. We're just excited, as always, to have you guys come alongside and do what God has called you guys to do. I'm like Pastor McGee. Y'all have been called into this. This is a divine purpose for y'all. This is a divine purpose for y'all. And we thank God for you guys all. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Guys want to hold on here, you guys may. We're going to finish up the broadcast here, so you guys can continue to listen in. But I'm going to go ahead and pull everybody into the stream room, and we'll go ahead and finish up this part of the broadcast. Amen. Listen, you guys know that we are ministry. We are ministry. Those of you all that are walking in that place where you want to be closer to Christ, this is an opportunity. Romans 10:9 says it like this. It says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. I want to extend to you this opportunity by praying for you. I want to pray the prayer of salvation over your life. Those of you all who would like to walk into that relationship with Christ, allow me to pray this prayer with you as you give your life to Christ. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've done it, who you've done it with. Once you pray this prayer, once you receive this salvation, you are now a new creature. The Bible says that he said, after you have come into the fullness of Christ, you are now a new creature. You have been created anew. So those things from the past and the things of old have passed away. You are now walking with God. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we pray for our mother, our sister, who is in
position, and then that's when they're looking, Father God, for answers. And they've looked in every place, in all these places, and all the places they can find it, Father, is in you. So we invite them today to lift up their hands and receive you as the living Savior in their life right now. Your word says that, now that they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that you died and was raised from the dead, they are now saved. So we thank you for the safety that you have brought them into. In Jesus' mighty and rich name, we pray. Amen and amen. Now, those of you all who would like to sow into the broadcast on this morning, you can do so. We have three ways you can do it. We have our Cash App. We also have our PayPal. And we also have our Zelle. Our Cash App that you guys can go to is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Or you can go to your PayPal. And it's paypal.me/worldwide, all one word, worldwide GC. Again, that's worldwide GC. You can also go to your Zelle, and that Zelle that you guys can go to is Zelle, and that number is 832-816-7933. Again, that's 832-816-7933. Those of you all who would like to share in a gift of giving today, please make those gifts available by going to those Cash Apps or to that Zelle or to that PayPal. And we thank you guys so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We want to make sure that we thank Ms. Katrina and Ms. Martha and Pastor McGee for coming on to share what they shared with you guys. Please make it your business to be that Thursday. I'm going to have Pastor McGee to send me that information, and we're going to post that. If you guys have a flyer, we will post that flyer that they have on the Worldwide Gospel Connection and also on the Abba House page where we are the pastors, my wife and myself, where we're the pastors of Abba House International. We'll post it there. And we're also going to post it on my personal page, because I believe that we need to be in the place to where we walk in kingdom of mindset. God dealt with me so visionary with that on Monday. I'm telling you, kingdom starts with the way you think. People of God, kingdom starts with the way you think. If you think like you're not going to get nowhere, trust and believe that's where you're going to go. It starts with what you think about. First off, it starts about what you think about yourself. Look within yourself. Say, you know, we tend to mimic David man when he says, self say huh. Sometimes self really has to say huh. For real, real talk. Self has to say huh. Huh? What do I need to do to get this fixed? What is it that I need to do? It starts with the way we think, the way we see it. You will always get the same thing over and over again. I was listening to a young man, and he quoted a quote from someone. I forget who it was. He said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You're going to get the same thing if you think the same way. So please make it your business to be that Thursday. This coming Thursday, they will be at the Midtown Church. Midtown Church. Please make it your business. Again, Pastor McGee, I know you can't answer me right now, sir, but I would love for you to send me that flyer so we can get that information to the people of God. We want to get that out. We want you to walk in kingdom. We want you to walk in kingdom. That's the agenda for today. Today, today's agenda is to walk in kingdom. Amen. Walk in kingdom. That's what we're doing. We're doing that's what this is what kingdom look like. Kingdom look like the changing of the mindset. Kingdom starts with the changing of the mindset. Amen. God bless you. We thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us on today. All of our great countries, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We want to say welcome, Paris, France. Welcome, welcome. We want to say welcome to you. Thank you for connecting with us here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you so much. We hope that something that's said or done here on this broadcast will encourage you
will strengthen you, will inspire you to become the best version of you that you can be right here on the Worldwide Gospel Ministry. We love you so much. We appreciate you. You guys have a fantastic day, and we look forward to you guys being a part of what we're doing here. Continue to love on us as we continue to love on you. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Thank you. You guys have a fantastic day. God bless you.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, saved now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Pray, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. Of all the things, the constant
time.
You are the
awesome ruler. Gentile. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
That's what we call.